This wild card weekend recap and college football national championship edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Sign up using our link and receive a $500 risk-free bet. That's right, $500. And if you send in your first bet slip, you'll get a free t-shirt. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win for a $500 risk-free bet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNN. We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is the home for avid sports bettors, providing insights, analysis, and free betting picks. Better Than Vegas, it's like YouTube for sports betting. Make sure to subscribe to our page so you don't miss a pick. sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. We're also brought to you by Better Edge. Better Edge is a stock exchange for sports bets, allowing you to buy and sell betting positions like a stock market. The best part is it allows you to bet with no VIG. That's right, no VIG betting that's legal in 40 states. Sign up at betteredge.com, promo code SGP for a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR edge.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Ace per Head. Ace is the leader in pay per head providers, and they make it super easy to start your own sportsbook. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP.
Hey everybody, Joe Theismann here. You're listening to SGPN. So do this, let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Crame Dog?
Oh, it was a super weekend. All right, Sean.
Super shitty wild card weekend. Let's get it out of the way now, but a horrific weekend for me. 0-6 in the picks. I'm going to give myself a 1-7 because I did throw out Tampa Bay first half on the Better View Live broadcast, but
you did. That was
other
good.
Than that, it was a unmitigated disaster. That when Pouncey snapped the ball over Roethlisberger's head, I didn't even consider that the game would go anyway. But Browns money line, and shout out to the Browns fans, Cleveland, great sports town, great fan base. They've been through hell, and kudos to them for getting the win. I mean. Yeah, I would have liked to get my. I did get good closing line value, right? So I got it at Pittsburgh -4, and the line closed at 6.5. So I do have that to hang my hat on. But other than that, unmitigated disaster.
Thank God I disagreed with you twice. That's all I got to say, Sean, because that was what saved me. I hit a lock. That's about as far as it went. And as far as the Steelers game. It was the first play. Not only did it kind of sum up how things were going to go, but the way that James Conner wanted nothing to do, him and Big Ben just looked at each other.
Yeah.
Business decision, bro. Like they weren't scrapped. How did we miss this Browns angle so hard?
Again, when we picked the game, the COVID thing came out, the dynamics changed. Joe Theismann made out a good case of the Steelers being fraudulent and possibly we're overlooking it. So in hindsight, we should have talked to Joe prior to taping the different picks podcast we gave out Ryan. But again, also appreciate the people for giving me shit on Twitter as if I don't realize I lost a shit ton of money. Thank you for pointing that out, that my picks did not win. Appreciate that. You're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, it was not good, Sean. Look, imagine being just if you want to feel better, imagine being the team that drafted Josh Rosen. I mean, even they have a quarterback now, but God, that class. I mean, with Baker winning now, Lamar, Josh Allen, yeah. You got to feel, I mean, the Jets are the Jets, so we can put Darnold to the side, but imagine, I mean, and just imagine being Josh Rosen.
Chosen Rosen. It does rhyme.
It's like you guys can just eliminate me from the graphic. You don't have to remind everyone that I'm this massive bust. Just have it be the four guys. Make Darnold the asshole.
Poor Josh Rosen keeps getting crowbarred into the graphic there. All right, we got a lot going on tonight. We're going to recap a wild card weekend. Then we're going to be joined by Colby Dant. And of course, if you're listening live on the Locker Room app, that is audio only, but you can call into the show. We're doing it live. And if you haven't downloaded the app, download it now over sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Click the Locker Room link. And then we're going to be doing a pre and post game show for the national championship tomorrow night, exclusively on the Locker Room app, kicking it off 30 minutes before the game starts. And then immediately after the game ends. So that'll be fun. So much to get to.
Sean, real quick before we get to it, shout out to the chat over in YouTube. A couple things being pointed out. One, the two Super Bowl teams from the tournament this summer still
Madden
alive.
Mayhem again, kicking ourselves.
Browns and the Saints.
We created an analytical model. We did the deep dive simulation, and then we ignored it. Madden was trying to talk to us from beyond the grave.
He's one of those guys who will get penetration.
And we said no. We said no, Madden. We don't want you.
I gotta pull up that tournament. See what. And then we got D Bettis pointing out that five of the six games were fixed point saved. I think Sean would argue six of the six were point saved. But
yeah, we're gonna get into that. Certainly there are a lot of wonky results that all managed to go against me in the picks, but hey, that's why they call it sports gambling, Ryan. If it was, hey, sometimes you get your fucking ass kicked. What are you going to do?
All right, so what's the first thing you do when you get your ass kicked?
You take a good hard look in the mirror and you say, you know what? I'm going to just start lifting weights. I'm going to start, you know, changing my routine, mix up my prep work.
Yep.
Do a deep dive, an even deeper dive, and you know, realize that I owe the audience better, Ryan. Even though I did go 60% with my NFL locks in the regular season, this is the postseason, and I much like Lamar Jackson before today, I'm without a postseason victory, but I'm going to change that. Now there are seven more opportunities in the playoffs. The way I look at it, if I go 7-0, I can have a winning fucking record. Let's go, baby.
Run some laughs, scream all
right. I already did some laughs.
And pay off the bookie early, maybe Monday morning.
Well, if you want a $500 risk-free bet, and certainly I had some risk out there, didn't work out for me, but you, the listener, risk-free bet and a free t-shirt, that's right. All you got to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/win, W-Y-N-N. If you're in Jersey or Colorado right now, they are active, and download the specific app for the specific state. Even better, if you're not in those two states where it's active right now, you can refer a friend. Show us evidence of you getting someone else to sign up for WinBet. You will get a free t-shirt. And of course they will with their first bet. Email the screenshot into podcast at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. WinBet has it all. Nice opportunities, live wagering. A parlay boost. You spin a wheel.
Hashtag Degens only.
Perfect for Degens only. Michigan coming soon. More states on the way. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WYNN. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/WYNN.
And just while you were doing that, I pulled up the Madden Mayhem bracket just to see. And you know, we kind of did it by division, so it's a little skewed, but looking at the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
AFC East Bills. Which how could they have known? West Chiefs.
Okay.
South Colts.
Okay.
They still made the playoffs.
And they were pretty close with the Titans.
North Cleveland Browns. Are you serious? Three of the four teams are still alive. And then if you look at the NFC, it was randomly the Bears, the Saints, the Seahawks, and the Redskins. So again, how did we fuck this up, Sean?
Madden was talking to us.
We Biff like came to my Google sheet and gave us the answers in this sim tournament.
We are really idiots. All right, let's get to it. Start recapping some of these games. Cleveland at Pittsburgh, of course. The Browns. I mean, shout out to the Browns. They pulled out the victory, the outright victory. Steelers were favored by 6.5 when it kicked off. Browns won 48-37 outright.
Outright.
And you know, when I want to know, and again, feel free to call in on the Locker Room app. Tell us someone you want to shove in the locker. I got a long list of people I want to shove in the locker. I'm going to nominate myself first for not listening to Madden Mayhem, which basically gave us the answer. So I'll put myself in the locker. If you got a good candidate that you want to shove in the locker, feel free to call us via the Locker Room app. Cleveland, the first team to score 28 points in the first quarter of a playoff game. I think there was a ton of live betting opportunities. I'm interested. I stayed away because as soon as that snap went over Roethlisberger's head, I immediately knew I was just looking at 0-6. So I said, fuck it. But
the bookies did too. Cause like we're talking seconds into the game, they adjusted from a 6-point line to a 1-point line just from that one play, which of course they scored seven points. So I get it, but Jesus.
It's crazy. One of the turning point for me, obviously, besides Browns getting out to that 28-0 lead, but 4th and 1 in the middle of the field, you're down 12 points and you punt. I don't understand these NFL coaches where some of them are just highly aggressive and then some of them super conservative. Mike Vrabel, we'll get to you in a few moments, but I don't understand this hot and cold with whether or not to punt, go for it. You're down 12 points. You're in the middle of the field. I would have done that if you were up 12 points.
What did Herm tell us? You play to win the game.
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 Some coaches were playing and not lose the game, Sean. As they
said, was clear. And that was clear.
They were Adam Gasing it. Is that maybe?
Any other thoughts, Ryan?
No, I don't really want to think about this game. Honestly, I'm not happy. We do have a caller.
We got a caller on the Locker Room app. Sorry,
Matt. Welcome to the show. Hopefully, you're not as sore on the backside as Sean here.
Well, I am as sore as Sean. Oh. I want to shove Mike Tomlin into the locker. I want to shove the whole Pittsburgh Steelers organization into the locker. I'm heated up, guys.
And you're a Steelers fan, right, Matt?
That is correct. No. Yes.
Wow.
And rest in peace.
That is brutal too, because you just own the Browns for decades upon decades. Now you get this little chirpy guy, Baker Mayfield, in every commercial coming into your house and getting the victory. I would be super pissed. Now, what to me, and I just brought it up, but that 4th and 1 where you punt, that was the. There's a lot of things to be pissed off at Tomlin. Is there one thing that stands out that really that punt to me was the craziest?
Well, that 4th and 1, the Steelers had all the momentum on their side.
Yes,
that 4th and 1. If they get, they're going to get the 4th and 1 if they go for it, and that's a total different ballgame. Being down by 12 and just going down and scoring another touchdown because the offense was in rhythm. And I really do not understand the whole call on the 4th and 1. So I'm pretty pissed about that. So,
well, Matt, does Big Ben come back next year? We saw him. He was distraught. Wait,
I thought I saw the ambulance drive out on the field. The big horse, the veterinary ambulance. They had to perform emergency surgery was needed.
He might be lonely tonight in his man cave or something. I don't know what's going on with him, but he has 1 year left on his contract. I think he should hang it up now, but he'll probably come back and be shittier than this year. So we'll see.
Well, sorry, Matt, I feel your pain. I was also on the Steelers and best of luck in the divisional round. We'll figure this out.
Appreciate it. See you guys.
All right. Take it easy. Kramer, moving on to the Bears at New Orleans game. We got another caller.
No, we don't. Okay. No, that was just extra doinks.
Bear. Speaking of the double doinks himself, Mitch Trubisky now 0-2 in the playoff games. I got a little cute here with this pick.
I really tried, Sean.
And I'm not even that mad because when Sims or Wims dropped that deep bomb that Trubisky just when Wims dropped that, I knew completely screwed. And New Orleans deserved to win and to cover certainly. But there's a couple of issues I have. First off, literally every sort of bounce break went the Saints way, including like Alvin Kamara fumbling and then just bounces right into his hand. It just shit like that. The entire who was it? Jimmy Grant or Cole Kmet? That personal foul they gave Cole Kmet when he was throwing the ball back to the referee.
No place in the game.
Are you fucking kidding me? The highlight, of course. Well,
the Saints got a bunch of their karma back all at once.
They were really due. To me, okay. Now I had the Bears plus 10.5. That's what I bet it at. They get a miracle touchdown to end the game. Time has expired. They're allowed to go for a 2-point conversion. It's an untimed down, but Jimmy Graham just walks off the field as if the plus 10.5 set out there mean nothing. Jimmy Graham, what the fuck?
Filthy backdoor. Would have been filthier if they lined up for a garbage 2-point, Sean.
Yeah.
Full investigation.
Come on. I needed that. I needed that.
I couldn't believe it. We got another caller, Sean.
All right.
Let's welcome Jung on. Hopefully, I'm going to keep saying the same thing, but hopefully you're not as sore as Sean tonight.
How you guys doing today?
Real quick, Kramer acting like he won. He had an amazing weekend.
Well, sometimes you just got to be faster than your buddy when the Bears chasing you. Dude.
Admittedly, I did worse, but you weren't like. You weren't Brandon Lang over here.
I was so mushed on some of the props. I got Miller to eject himself from a game. So
oh there God. You go.
Let me guys tell you about my whirlwind day today. All right, real quick.
Sure.
First bet of the day, $100 parlay on Tennessee Titans money line, Xavier college basketball money line, which they won on a buzzer beater.
Oh no!
And UMBC, which they practically won on a buzzer beater. So I had both those two buzzer beaters and Titans minus 100. Went to the next one. I didn't do the pleaser, the 3-team pleaser, but I did the 2-team pleaser on the Saints and the Steelers.
So
was another $100 down the drain.
Oh, and the Saints were hanging on to that pleaser for until the very end.
Exactly. And then I did a live bet in between when it went 14-0 Browns. I did a live bet on the Browns scoring 42.5 points. And the Golden State Warriors winning against the Toronto Raptors. So I did 300 there to win 500. So if you're doing the math, I did come out on the positive, but
wow, what a wild ride.
This was like playing the Hawaii game, chasing all the way to the end.
At least you got something back.
Well, and that teaches a valuable lesson to gamblers out there. If you're down big, just keep chasing. Eventually you'll get it back. Well, glad you ended up in the black there. And, best of luck with the divisional round.
Let it ride.
Kramer, a big highlight of course was the Bears at Saints game. There was a lot of fun stuff, including Nate Burleson, on the broadcast.
Oh my goodness.
We were watching some of the Nickelodeon broadcast, but when Taysom Hill came into the game and he's like, this is going to be tough to explain.
By the way, just nepotism all over the broadcast tonight. You had Collinsworth kid. You got the Iron Eagles kid.
Baby Bird.
When he said now, what was the exact quote? I almost need to pull it up so we don't screw it up. But I mean, holy shit. They were over explaining the basics of the game, which I found a little enjoyable. I gotta be honest. But when Taysom Hill in the game, he goes, now, Nate, this is going to get a little bit more difficult to explain, but Taysom Hill is in the game. And it's just like, oh man, shots fired.
There was of course an F bomb that slipped through on the Nick broadcast. Another highlight was Mitch Trubisky won MVP because it was the kids voting and they voted for Mitch Trubisky.
Well, I saw Barstool put a lot of effort behind that too. So
that's pretty fun.
I saw Football Reference immediately added it to his page under the awards section.
Oh my God.
MVP
that's awesome.
2021.
Well, and to me, the highlight was just this chick Gabby that they brought on that was playing the role of someone who doesn't know what's going on in football, but there were a couple.
Sean, don't be modest. Someone was clearly scouting Twitch and came across a stellar 3-man booth during Madden Mayhem. Cause this, I mean, she was just straight up Colbying. That's how you say, I mean, this was probably the best one, but she had no less than what, a dozen and a half one liners in the bit that we watched.
Yeah.
Oh, all the way up in the air.
I almost want to play this again. Cause they prefaced it like this, like, oh, Gabby, this is the first time you're going to get to see a punt. Remember I was telling you about that?
Yeah, this is where they kick it really high.
And the snap goes back and you just hear,
oh, all the way up in the air.
He can fumble. Screen. Anyway, we got a friend of the program, Boston Capper, calling in. Hopefully he did well today.
I'm sure he's heavily intoxicated. What's up, Capper?
Listen, Don't assume heavily intoxicated, but you are correct. It's 12:30 on the East Coast. I just watched a disgusting game, but I grabbed Pittsburgh plus 12.5 live. That was fun.
Oh yeah, that's a wild ride because they needed that last back door to.
Good God, fucking two-point conversions! Like, come on, man! Like, there was no reason to go for the other one. But the guy who really deserves to be stuffed in the locker today is Matt Nagy. What terrible fucking play calling! What a disaster!
Like, super conservative. Yeah, what are you doing? Let Mitch be Mitch. He had that deep.
Yeah,
he had that deep all the whims.
You're gonna lose anyway. Let him throw the fucking ball.
Yeah, I don't get it. They couldn't get the run game going at all, and they God damn it, if they didn't have opportunities in that game to really sneak out a victory, but classic Matt Nagy fucking that up. That 2-minute drill where they just basically kneeled
shame on
times.
Both of you, playoff Mitch. Shame on both of you.
Oh
playoff
come on,
Saints,
it was
the playoff Saints. They're the snake bitten team. Sean Payton sold his soul to the devil some point in his life to have all these terrible playoff losses, and the Bears had it right there to get it. Like, the game was going the Bears' way. Shitty game. They held to 7 points through the end of the third quarter, and they couldn't fucking put up 10 points to put pressure on and make fucking Payton put in Taysom Hill to make some terrible play and fumble. Like, that had that written all over it all game, and they just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you there. It was the upset was there. It was brewing. And then when they didn't pull it out, you knew the Browns upset was coming. And just one snap in, I was like, yep, we're completely screwed.
Completely fucked.
All right.
But if you listen to the Golf Gambler podcast, you would have made a lot of money this
week.
There
you go. Perfect plug. Make sure you check out Capper and his partner, Steve, on the Golf Gambling podcast. Subscribe to that everywhere. All right, Capper. Thanks for calling in. Have a good night, man.
Get some sleep, man.
All right, boys. You know how this was for me to download and do, right?
Congratulations, well, bro.
In spite of his problems, the locker room app, very easy to use. Very, very easy to use.
Cheers, Capper.
All right. Later, dude.
All right, boys. All right, boys.
Shout out to Better Edge, Ryan. Better Edge, they ran a SGP wild card wager contest, $10 to enter. Winner take all. I know it wasn't me. We'll have to check in. If you won the wild card wager on Better Edge, hit us up. It's crazy. You can play for money in 40 states. And again, it's like a stock exchange. You say, hey, you want my bets? And I had some bets through Better Edge. So if you're on the opposite side, you made a killing on Better Edge this week. The coolest part is no vig. Since you're buying positions from other sports bettors, there's essentially no house. It's like a sports stock exchange. BetterEdge.com. Use our promo code SGP. Get a free $10 bet. That's BETTOR Edge.com. Promo code SGP. No vig betting. Legal in 40 states. They got a new contest, I'm sure, coming up this week. We'll learn more. BetterEdge.com. Promo code SGP.
And there's definitely got to be a joke around there about how Ben Roethlisberger was just kept ramming in the back door. Coming in and out the back door. I don't know. You can do the rest.
Ravens at the Titans. We were all in the Titans. Got really scary when I was hearing who else was on the Titans.
Everyone.
Derrick Henry held to 18 carries for 40 yards. Did not see that coming. And the play that stood out for me, deciding to punt on your 40 on Baltimore's 40 with 4th and 2. 10 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter while losing 13-7. I follow this Twitter account called the Surrender Index that basically ranks how much of a coward you are with punts.
Yeah. Great follow, by the way.
This punt ranks as the 100th percentile of cowardly punts for the 2020 season. So a supercomputer, a neural net processor, and 99.92 percentile of all punts since 2009. Mike Vrabel, get in the locker, baby. What are you doing?
Well, and I think we might have to dive a little bit deeper, but maybe Sean, Mike Vrabel has found a reason for his dick and he's got a side piece.
Yeah,
maybe he's got a COVID side piece.
I mean, did he already cut it off? That's not a guy who's really willing to risk it. Put it all on the line. You're not going to go for it on 4th and 2. Like, what the hell? They were moving the ball up and down the field. They got out to a 10-0 lead. I don't know how the Titans blew this. And I may have said Indianapolis Colts. I'm just so fired up right now. But Tennessee got out to a 10-0 lead and just nothing after that. I Lamar had a great game, so kudos to him. But man, wow, what a tough game here. And Tennessee was at home, and it seemed like they had a legit fan base going.
Yeah, I mean, they had what, like 15,000 people, 21%. However, they came to that clever number. But Sean, we got another caller, Sir Magic Man himself,
Magic Man Blanca. What's happening, man?
What's going on, gents? How you guys doing?
Good, good, good to hear from you. Your Packers, they're good. They're just sitting in the divisional round. Probably would have liked to see the Bears again, take care of them, but not in the books.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious where Jared Goff Sucks Island is. Is it a tropical island, or is it in that cold weather? Because he may be in big trouble going up there with that broken ass thumb trying to play in the cold.
Oh man, and he's still got those pins in. I haven't even checked the number yet, but the Rams going into Green Bay, that is going to be a tough spot.
I think
for them.
Seven. I think they said Rams are +7 and the Saints are -3 right now.
Wow. Okay. Well, the Saints have owned the Bucks too. That'll be interesting.
And just quick note for those who already have reservations on Jared Goff Sucks Island for this weekend, we do have plenty of indoor partying and quarantining to do. So I think plenty of things are going to be happening. I think it's going to be a great time to spend it out there. There's going to be a cold front, but I do think it's going to be a party. Maybe Mitch will be there. Tropical Storm Trubisky can lay anchor outside of Jared Goff Sucks Island.
How'd you do, Magic Man, on the wild card weekend? You have any luck?
I mean, I kind of played it. It's kind of like the Bill stripper you talked about last night, the unattractive one jumping through a table. She may not be the sexiest thing, but she gets the job done. I did teasers all weekend.
Oh, okay.
So I was good on those. I kind of played that angle, just figuring the lines were close enough that if you get the extra points, you'd be good.
Yeah, no, I mean, this was actually a great weekend for teasers. Even on the podcast, I'm like, oh, we don't need to do teasers. We're just picking three games.
You know, you spit in the, that's what happened, Sean.
I know. I spit in
you
the face
spit
of
in
teasers.
The face of the lock dog tease and the gambling.
And
gods
I also,
are not happy.
Did you try to throw out Browns Steelers first touchdown, defensive touchdown on the pregame show? And I tried to talk you out of it because I said there's not going to be a game back, you know, 2 days of NFL action back to back with defensive first touchdown.
I tried to call out one for not only that, but I'm going back to Madden Mayhem real quick, which is fitting that we have Magic Man on the line. We should have just looked at the goddamn Elite Eight matchup, Saints Bears, Saints won by 22. We had the answer
this
to the question.
Spooky.
It's super spooky. It's super fuck. And guess what? The Browns played the Chiefs in Madden Mayhem. And, you know, for those who think, hey, maybe that 9.5 is a bit big or whatever, 10, they opened it at for the Chiefs.
Oh my God.
In Madden Mayhem, the Browns won outright 31-24. So be careful.
Be careful out there.
If you want to go that route, though, I'll take you for two bottles of Jameis and all the Browns not winning the Super Bowl here.
Well, you know, at this point, I had a moment. I'm watching the game, or I'm kind of dozing in and out of early nap, and I'm like, man, you know, this Browns team is fun to root for. If Baker wasn't such a douchebag, like that's.
I like the Browns fans. I like the city of Cleveland, but yeah, Baker is kind of annoying.
But boy, do they have the parts that you need to shock the world, right? You got a quarterback who's got a little too much confidence, as long as he doesn't make mistakes. Yes, I am going to make parallels to the New York Giants. They got a defense that can get after the passer, and they seem to be able to run the ball with multiple people. So, why not?
Why not the Browns?
10 points is crazy.
All right, Magic Man.
Early look, but 10 points is crazy.
Yeah, that is higher than I would have guessed.
Agree. That's a bit too big, but that's going to be another teaser line right there.
There you go. Throw your Packers in the teaser. Thanks for calling in, Magic Man.
Course. Thank you, fellas. Have a good one.
All right. Take it easy.
Later.
All right. We got Cal on the line.
Cal.
Boys, what's up?
What's happening, man?
Just hanging out here. Just watched all the games this weekend. Me and my girlfriend Marisol here. Shout out the Christmas cameo.
Oh yeah.
Okay. What's
this
up,
guy,
bro?
Yeah. What's happening, man?
Yeah, friend of Eric Olson, friend of the podcast.
Oh, nice. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, long time. How was your betting weekend? Hopefully better than mine.
It was okay. I got fucked by the Steelers that last game.
Yeah.
Heavily. But responding to your Baker Mayfield thing, I think Baker's a stud. I mean, what can you say after that performance?
Yeah, no, it's hard. It's hard to shit on him. He played really well. Their defense played really well. I know you look at the score and it's not indicative of the defense playing well, but
everything about the team is likable, but for some reason I can't like.
What's Cowherd gonna say tomorrow?
Oh, I know, man. He's really in a bad spot.
He's
got to walk back that hot Baker take.
Eventually,
Baker's just cooler than all these sportscasters and
there
all
is
these
that.
Other quarterbacks. He's just a cool guy.
Yeah, I mean, he lives at the stadium. What's not to like about Baker Mayfield? All right, man. Anyone you want to shove in the locker from this weekend?
So many people. I mean, Tannehill.
Yep.
Really fucked me.
Oh God.
I mean, I'm a Pats fan, so I'm rooting for Brady to go to the ship at this point.
It's
I mean,
a baby fucking wheel, man.
What else? What else do I have? It's weird not having a team in the contest this year.
What a classic Patriots.
It's liberating,
fan line.
Isn't it? It's liberating.
It's weird.
It honestly is.
I don't know what it's like experiencing playoff football without my team in there. Classic humble brag.
You fucking highbrow assholes.
All right, Cal. Well, best of luck next weekend with the picks, and thanks for calling in, man.
All right, thanks, boys. I'm gonna leave you guys a good review on iTunes.
Oh, hell yeah! Appreciate that. That's the way to do it. And Sean, Cal just reminded me of something. I want to shove Patriots fans in a locker. 5 years ago, if I spoke to every last one of you motherfuckers, you would say, no, it's not cool to start rooting for a guy who leaves your team, especially when that guy's so goddamn good looking. He's reverse aging. What is this, Sean? Why is this acceptable? I blame it on Kanye. He started this. The world has gone soft. We've all gotten stuck inside for a year, and now it's okay to be like, oh, my Patriots didn't make the playoffs, so I'm just going to root for Tommy. You know what? I see Boston Capper's back, so defend yourself because it's disgusting.
Listen, motherfucker. Listen, he is the GOAT. All right, he is my quarterback fucking forever. I'm not rooting
it's
for
my quarterback, man.
Yeah, he is my fucking quarterback. Listen, if you ever had one, Sean, you
oh wow, how dare.
Right?
Well, we had Nick Foles. How'd that work out? Super Bowl 52.
Listen, a blind squirrel finds a nut someday, bro. Okay? Listen, that Doug Peterson with his stupid fucking visor, he's about to get fired. That was the biggest fluke of fucking history, other than a stupid helmet catch from Kramer and his stupid guinea buddies up in New York. All right?
Listen, but serious
deal. Listen, I'm not rooting for the Bucs, okay? I'm still a Pats fan. But listen, I want Brady to do well. And you know why? It's because I fucking love that dude. He brought me the greatest joy that any sports fan can ever fucking ever have. Fucking 20 years of fucking dominance. And now I'm a peasant with the rest of you. And it sucks. And it's because of Bill Belichick and his goddamn ego. And you know what? I love fucking other sports fans' misery. So I'm like, you know what? This hurts. So I really just kind of want all the pain. Let me see Tom Brady throw 40 fucking touchdowns for a dumbass coach like Bruce Arians, get into the playoffs, and I'm running out there with $1 million Cam Newton, fumbling ball, 5 fucking touchdowns all year, 9 picks. Get the fuck out of here.
Do you have a Tom Brady Bucks jersey? Capper.
Absolutely fucking not. No, okay. There's no laundry in this house other than Boston laundry, sir.
Do you have a Cam Newton jersey?
No. Listen.
There was a time early on.
Jersey unless that person is older than you.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. Well, then I don't think I can buy any more jerseys.
Shit.
No.
Drew Brees. We're done with jerseys. Ben Roethlisberger.
Is that the rule?
All right.
I don't like rapist jerseys.
All right. Well, that's fair.
All right, Capper.
Capper.
Sorry to hear about your loss.
Fuck.
I like the power of hanging up on someone.
Yeah. Bucks 31, Washington 23. Looks like, by all accounts, Washington covered the spread. Joe Theismann, our buddy, he was firing off a bunch of tweets about Heinicke. He was fun. And I mean, if you're a Washington football fan, I think Alex Smith just needs to be put out to pasture, but I mean, I realize it's a small sample size with Heinicke, but you could talk yourself into him. I certainly, even in that game, I saw way more stuff than I saw to Dwayne Haskins. Like, kept his eyes down the field, was throwing the ball, running when necessary. I mean, I was really impressed with Heinicke.
he certainly displayed a lot of the characteristics you want from a backup. Can come in, has some fire, willing to put his body on the line. I called it out early in that game.
The play he had was awesome.
Even before that, we saw him dive head first, and you're like, all right, he understands the context here. This might be the only chance he ever gets to win an NFL game. He's going to do everything he can. I mean, you saw it. He clearly popped his shoulder out or something. Some quarterbacks who don't come back in the game after they pop their shoulder.
Who are you alluding to?
Just most NFL players.
Oh, okay. So the entire NFL is soft.
Most NFL players.
Ryan, you are becoming a character on the Progressive commercial where your Kanye rants. Before we did the show, you described yourself as a car going up a hill and that you took a nap and then you couldn't restart yourself. Turning into the Progressive commercial.
You're telling me if you get woken up in the middle of a little nice slumber, it doesn't take you a couple seconds to restart the engine, if you know what I mean. That's all I'm saying. So I stalled going up the hill. We've been working a lot this weekend.
We've been slaving away.
I don't need you and the kids giving me shit, telling me watching football isn't work.
Got a couple games left to recap. Before we do, I want to give a shout out to Better Than Vegas. That's right, Better Than Vegas. Home. We got our own profile page over on Better Than Vegas. You can create your own profile page, upload some videos, but really, it's a community. They have a bunch of cool contests going where you can make picks, but really, there's a ton of fun handicapping videos out there. We have our own page. Highly recommend subscribing to the page. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. That's where you go. Sign up there. And got a profile there. We got us giving out picks, Colby, the rest of the SGPN crew, Ryan Richfat, Baby McKee, Georgia Brooks. She's a new NBA girl we got making picks. Picks on picks on picks. So much going on over there. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/BTV. Subscribe so you don't miss a pick. You know who didn't miss a pick? The Rams. Pick six. That really changed the game. That DK Metcalf screen. He was bitching about not getting the ball. They did a bubble screen, and Sean McVay is just living rent free in Pete Carroll's head right now. And again, if I'm going to lose a bet where Jared Goff only completes the ball nine times, I'm going to lose that bet. Cause if Biff Tannen would have come back in the DeLorean he stole and showed me just Jared Goff's box score from this game, and it said 9 for 19 for 155 yards, I would have lost much more money than please. I actually did.
Yes, please.
So I think the Rams going into Green Bay, that I guess I would say, if you're a Rams fan, what are you talking yourself into? You're talking yourself into how well our D line played and how we can create pressure on Rodgers and our running game. That does seem the way you beat. You saw Dalvin Cook had that huge game against the Packers. I think that's what you're talking yourself into.
Especially a line that just lost a left tackle. So yeah. I think they're
Bakhtiari against that Rams defensive line. That's going to be tough.
The Rams were a team where it's like, maybe we just weren't able to see how good the defense was, even though the numbers suggest.
Yeah, I was believing that Seattle getting their offensive line healthy, they'd be able to move the ball, and Russ, just like playoff Russ, usually pretty reliable, and that was just a pretty shitty game from Russell Wilson, outplayed by Jared Goff with the broken thumb. That is not sizzling at all.
It's so strange. It's so strange to see Russ go out like a bitch like that. That's the part that's odd, you know.
Indeed,
it's just that they didn't that team, how they only have one Super Bowl is insane. How Russ has never won the NFL MVP and how that team has one Super Bowl championship.
They've played really well in a bunch of playoff games.
Much like a USC team that Pete Carroll coached feels a little bit like they underperformed expectations.
Okay, Kramer, Bills, Colts. Bills get the win, not the cover, 27-24. Fun game, exciting game, back and forth game. Real interesting. Bills, kind of let us down there, not getting that cover, but we still got you, Buffalo. I still like what I saw out of this Buffalo team. I still thought there was a command that they had. Josh Allen, almost Josh Allen a couple times, but other than that, yeah, we'll see. I mean,
I was stoked to see them play Pittsburgh. Like I so badly missed the Cleveland angle that now I'm super intrigued, because now we got some matchups. And I, for whatever reason, maybe because I was blinded to what I thought was going to happen, but I, now that we have what we have, the AFC divisional round matchups got real interesting.
Yeah. And the Ravens team playing the way they played, especially with a running quarterback, there's a number of matchups that favor the Ravens, but then you got the Bills at home and Josh Allen's been playing out of his mind.
I feel like Bills fans didn't consider the fact that they might have to play the Ravens, and it's the one team they didn't want to see.
It is going to be a tough matchup, but they did match up great against the Steelers. We'll see a lot of time between now and the weekend to break down, think about all the matchups. And of course we will be breaking down all the matchups, getting into all of it coming up next weekend. And yeah, we're about to get in some college football national championship talk. Before we do that, we're going to be joined by Colby Dant, AKA the Dantabase. I want to give a shout out to Ace Per Head. Ace is the place. If you're thinking about starting your own online sportsbook, just go to aceperhead.com/SGP, aceperhead.com/SGP. Use that sign up link and get up to 6 weeks free. That's right, 6 weeks free of their amazing betting software, Ace Per Head. And again, use that sign up link, get up to 6 weeks free. They got a live wagering, in-game wagering, mobile wagering. They got it all. They got you covered over at Ace. Check them out and use our sign up link so they know that we sent you. The college football national championship, Ryan, taking place tomorrow night. And of course, we will be doing a live pregame show and postgame show exclusively on the locker room. Joining us in the locker room, college football expert, host of the College Experience, Colby Dant, AKA the Dantabase. What's happening, Colby?
I'm just sipping that beautiful whiskey you guys gave me for Christmas. It's a beautiful day, Sean, for us, buddy, for us.
Yes. Why is that?
Well, if we got to stuff someone in the locker room, look, I love the guy, but we got to stuff him in the locker room, and that's real money Kramer.
All right. You want to stuff Kramer in the locker room? Well, first off, what's going on with your voice? Did you get your,
I'm on a cell phone. I don't know. I mean, it's an iPhone 7.
It sounds like you got your teeth knocked out or something. Are you everything okay over there, Dantabase?
You got me. Am I sounding better now?
Do you hear what I'm hearing, Kramer? Or am I
it
crazy?
It sounds like he has a nutsack in his mouth.
It sounds like you have a little lisp going on. Sorry to interrupt, but shove Kramer in the locker. And why are we shoving Kramer in the locker?
Oh, we got to shove him in the locker because you need to go back to episode. I was bored. These games were as bad as the college football playoffs today. So I was going back. We got what episode? I believe 565, right? 565 in the vault. And Kramer says Baker Mayfield to win a playoff game over a half a game in the playoffs. I took the over. You and Kramer are on the wrong side, but the one we are going to brag about this weekend is Josh Allen over one playoff win. Me and Sean were on it. Kramer, in the same episode, Kramer says Darnold and Rosen are the top two quarterbacks in this draft. then somehow we're going, you know, pick by pick. He then references that we're talking about Allen Hurns, the wide receiver on the Cowboys, and Kramer then goes, well, you know, let's be honest. Blake Bortles didn't have the best support. I think Blake Bortles is better than Dak Prescott. And me and you start going crazy. So he thought Blake Bortles was better than Dak Prescott.
Wow. I stand by that take.
Those are some freezing cold takes.
Regarding some of these other bozos going on here.
Colby, I got to stop you. Hold on. Do you have headphones? Can you put in like headphones to connect your phone?
Cause I got them in right now.
Okay, maybe undo it. Kramer, what's going on with his audio? It sounds like he has a lisp. And I know Colby doesn't have a lisp.
I just keep picturing some strange old like alternate universe where Colby's like a single gay uncle, you know?
He sounds like that that character from Family Guy. Are you muscly arms?
The YouTube chat is cracking up too.
Colby.
Yo, what? Are you got this or no? Am I better?
Yeah, kind of.
You sound more normal now.
Are you drunk?
No.
Okay.
Okay. He sounded a little more normal now. I thought it was just me. I thought I was crazy. But the chat was just going off.
Is there a filter? Did you accidentally have a filter? Were you making some calls earlier?
No. I just took the headphones back out and put them back in.
So. All right.
Okay. He had the lisp filter put on. Wow, that was a great freezing cold takes that you brought out.
Perhaps that was Dick Dundee.
Oh, okay. This is going to be hard to do this. All right. So remember, we are doing a audio only pregame show tomorrow night, a pregame show for the college football championship. We'll give out all the prop bets and stuff. So guys, come prepared tomorrow night with a bunch of prop bets, answer people's questions live. But I'm looking at this line right now, national championship, Ohio State, according to WinBet right now, is catching 9 points. The total sitting at 75, which Colby must really hate, a 75 point total for the college football national championship. I'll kick things off with my take. I got Alabama at -7, so yeah. I was fortunate. I paid a little bit of juice there. The reason I did it, two reasons. One, well, yeah, the COVID outbreak for Ohio State, and because there's no injury reports. I feel like we're going to hear a lot of guys not being able to play for Ohio State come tomorrow afternoon. The Justin Fields injury, I do think the guy must have, there's no way he didn't break a bunch of ribs, and that's going to impact his throwing. And to keep pace with Alabama, you're going to be able to need to throw the ball with those broken ribs. It's going to be tough. I just don't see them being able to move the ball enough to keep up. And really, emotionally, the situation says to me that they won their Super Bowl. I mean, there's, you know, Justin Fields is squatting next to the photo of Clemson. Like, yeah, that was their Super Bowl.
They were
avenging their loss to Clemson.
Demons.
So I think they already dumped the Gatorade. They already took care of things. I am worried a little bit about who's out. Oh, they are missing. Alabama's missing their center. He's a winner of the Remington Award, Landon Dickerson, and Ohio State does have a legit front seven. So I think that's, if you're talking yourself into Ohio State, them, you know, Alabama, not, but Alabama is such a deep team. Like, I'm sure whoever the backup center is in Alabama is still pretty solid. Colby, where are you at with the national championship game?
I mean, look, the Invitational championship game. Let's set the record straight. All right, I'm on the Buckeyes here. Do I still have a lisp?
Yes. Sorry. All right. Totally take the headphones out and just talk into your phone normally.
I'll take the Buckeyes. No, fuck. So I'm on Ohio State. Yes.
Oh, okay. So now he sounds normal. It's not quite as fun, but yeah, I think to get through this segment, we got to have you talk normal.
Can you say, what the chat is requesting that you say something. I'm going to eat your children.
I'm going to eat your children.
All right.
Oh, this is fucking retarded. I'm on the Buck. You got to take Ohio State here, man.
Really?
You got it.
Okay, at 9, you're taking Ohio State.
Yes, because strictly, I don't care that. I mean, if it's a rib injury, it's not going to be. I just don't think it's. He's the best quarterback they've played besides, what's his name, Trask. So I think they're still. Look at the two times they've played good offenses, Corral and Trask. They put up, I think, 49 and 48 points against Alabama. So I think, no matter what, the talent is there for Ohio State. Even if Fields doesn't go, I still would say take the points all day.
Really?
Yeah, I think that this is a situation. I mean, I've seen it too much with the COVID news. Maybe Ohio State creates a massive scandal later and just, you know, gets rid of a bunch of tests or whatever. But they tried to postpone the game, and
yeah,
we were talking about this.
But
it seemed like there's more. Like it's one thing to try to postpone the game because of COVID. We know that Ohio State will make some vials disappear. But it's another to try to postpone it because your quarterback's fucked up. And you know, obviously rumor mill is what it is, but if that's the case, I don't know if I agree with like Justin Fields being a throwaway player. I would imagine. I mean, he seems to be motivated. He seems to be trying to get himself, you know, get himself paid a little bit more. Getting disrespected in the mock drafts right now, but
I heard the episode with Joe Theismann saying that Zach Wilson's the number two quarterback.
Which, by the way, kudos to Colby for going way back in the archive to digging out.
Oh yeah, he was texting me. He's like, I got some nuggets on Kramer.
Oh, this is a tag team. I see what's going on.
No, here. I didn't know what he was talking about, but I'm glad he brought it up. That's just add that to a W. All right, Colby, can you put the headphones back in? The live chat is requesting you put it back in, and then if you could just say my style is impetuous, my defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. If you could just say that, you could just say the last part. I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
I'm on top of it. Hang on.
Okay.
I'm so fascinated at what kind of technology. Like what is, maybe this is like for a side job.
I am the most ruthless and most vicious champion there's ever been.
All right. So now do it without the Tyson voice. Cause I think it still might work.
Hold on. But I am the most ruthless and most vicious champion there's ever been.
That was him trying to talk normal and it came through kind of Tyson-y.
I feel like this is like some version of Michael Rapaport that does a lot of improv.
All right, Colby, you can take it out, but that was pretty awesome.
Put it in, take it out. A lot of things coming in and out on this Sunday.
Okay.
I mean, are you really going to take Ohio State?
I am. Look, dude, you can't talk about quarterbacks this episode, Kramer. I love you, but your quarterback, you know, you're not qualified anymore.
Well, because Darnold just went to the worst situation.
You not said qualified. Rosen and Darnold. Right, and then you said Bortles is better than Dak.
All right, well, I stand by the Bortles take. He got a bad rub.
Hey, how about your boy? Tom Brady beating Heineken, huh? He's beating Heineken. Well, he's beating Coors Light.
You know, it's
beating Tebow. He's beating Delholm.
It's a bad day for truthers like you, Colby. Tom Brady moving on in a different system, wow. Different team,
and Belichick not having an amazing year, even without that. You know, piece of shit, Tom Brady, a quarterback.
Oh yeah. 10 opt outs, man.
There you go. It's a good angle. Any thoughts on the total there, Colby, at 75, I guess if you like Ohio State, you're probably thinking they're going to be able to, do you think it's going to be a defensive game as far as Ohio State slowing down Alabama's offense, or you just think they're going to be able to keep pace with them in a shootout?
Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to be a shootout, man. I mean, look, Alabama's defense, I know it charts in the top 10, but it's really not. I think, and I mentioned this on the College Experience guys, and I was saying like the offenses they've played, and especially the quarterback play, you go through week by week, show me the good quarterback play. Remember, they played Georgia with Stetson Bennett. They didn't play them with JT Daniels. Joey Gatewood played against Kentucky, just horrible quarterback play throughout the whole year. They only played two decent quarterbacks. And that was Matt Corral and Kyle Trask. And Trask put up 46, Corral put up 48. So even if it's not Justin Fields, I think that offense is so fine tuned. But I obviously Fields would be better because first off, he would be the first quarterback they play that is truly dual threat.
Yeah. I see your angle. I don't know. I worry that Ohio State kind of emptied the tank against Clemson.
It's an emotional. It certainly was an emotional win. They beat the shit out of the team.
If you're Alabama, it's like they were just kind of toying with Notre Dame. They didn't, you know, Notre Dame stuck in the back door. But was that game ever in doubt?
Well, look, this is to people that argue that recruiting matters. Alabama and Ohio State are the top two teams recruiting pretty much every year. Georgia occasionally will get in there. So Notre Dame's never nearly in that top three, four, five stretch. So. This is my point of why you got to take the points is that, you know, from a talent standpoint, is there really an edge for Alabama? I don't know that there is.
Mm. I mean, you're certainly taking the chalkier side. Although when I look at the splits, I'm seeing the bets pretty split. I'm definitely seeing more money on Alabama, but I'm definitely seeing the number of tickets. So I think there's a version of this where Ohio State's a public dog. We're enough.
It does seem like, and if you're in the chat or throw in the chat what you guys are on. So yeah, tomorrow night, all the player props will be out. We'll go give maybe three of our favorite a D-gens only prop bet.
What time are we coming on?
I would say
the game's at 5 our time, I think, or about that time.
5 p.m. So yeah, we'll say 4:30 West Coast, 7:30 East Coast. Get the fire up the old pregame show on the Locker Room app, and it's just going to be on the Locker Room app exclusively. Download the app through the sportsgamblingpodcast.com link. Download the Locker Room app, and it's fun too. I mean, you can start your own rooms. You can host your own chats there, and
you can whip your own towels.
Whip your own towels, indeed. So we'll do it.
Colby's whipping a lot of towels with that filter he was using over there.
Oh my god! Please, whoever's listening, that's good at clipping audio. Pull some clips of Colby's lisp, and we will definitely retweet it. And Colby, you're gonna laugh your ass off when you hear this back.
Well, I need the list tomorrow night too, man.
Well, I think yeah. I mean, I think it comes back.
Dick Dundee. It's not a one-trick pony, right?
Maybe this is a feature in the Locker Room app. You can throw on some a voice filter.
All right. What a fun episode.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Remember, tune into the pregame show tomorrow for the national championship game. Us and the Dantabase breaking it down, taking your calls as well. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Oh, just... running laps right after this, going to run laps.
Kramer, let it ride.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.